Okay, ready? Even though.
Even though.
I haven't put in any time.
I haven't put in any time.
Educating myself.
Educating myself.
On closure.
On closure.
On wrapping it up.
On wrapping it up.
Letting go.
Letting go.
And receiving good.
And receiving good.
I only ever wanted closure.
I only ever wanted closure.
I only ever wanted half.
What was available.
It never occurred to me.
I never felt
like I could mine my past
for more good
than I naturally remember.
And yet the truth is,
I miss good all the time.
Sometimes
it's right in front of me,
and I forget to notice it,
and I forget to align to it. And I forget to breathe it in
and experience gratitude.
So wouldn't it be nice
if I did decide
how to utilize
all of me,
all of me,
every bit of me
for good,
all my shortcomings,
all my perceived mistakes,
all my frustrations,
all my labeled failures.
If I could look at the whole package
and see it
from an expectation
of more good
than not.
Oh, I can't do that.
I only know how to label it.
It's good or it's bad.
It's black or it's white.
I've never known
to look
with more
wisdom,
with more
power.
I've never chosen
to see
the greatness
in a human life
of ups and downs,
chaos and peace,
desire,
fulfillment,
regret,
effort,
challenge,
sadness.
I've never seen the good
in the whole
kit and caboodle.
I only divide it all.
This is good.
That's bad.
Which makes no sense at all.
When I believe,
when I remember,
when I allow
that I am so complex.
I am everything.
I am every negative emotion.
Every positive emotion.
I'm on.
I'm off.
I'm different.
I'm the same.
I'm everything.
Everything.
I'm good thought.
Bad thought.
Neutral thought.
I'm argument.
I'm justification.
I'm everything.
Everything.
I'm strong.
I'm weak.
I'm powerful.
I'm afraid.
I'm everything.
All the time.
All the time.
I'm everything.
I'm capable
of every single emotion
in every single moment.
So wouldn't it be lovely
if I gave myself permission,
guidance,
to fall in love with all of it,
and simply
develop the skill,
learn what I need to learn,
practice whatever is necessary,
until
I am having
the best possible
experience
of me
in any,
in all
circumstance.
What if I believed I could do that?
How would I think?
How would I speak?
How would I act?
If I believed.
I'm not here
to dump it,
change it,
overhaul it,
fix it,
heal it.
I'm only here
to choose,
to fall in love
with all of me
and develop the skill,
the consistency,
the knowledge,
the experience
of how to have
a better experience
of me
in any,
in all
circumstances.
What if that's it?
I could probably do that.
Trying to be good.
Trying to master it all.
Hasn't really worked out for me.
I keep falling short.
By some code,
some standard,
some expectation
that isn't working for anyone.
And yet I keep choosing it.
I keep judging
me,
others,
stuff,
life,
reality,
as good or bad.
When in truth,
it's both.
And it's up to me.
And the invitation
is there for me
to simply learn,
to be at peace,
and still
enjoy
the power
of developing
a skill set
that allows me
to have the best possible
experience
of me,
even when it's hard,
even when it's sad,
even when it's wonderful,
even when it's crazy.
The power that I have,
the choice that I have,
the potential that I have,
is to have
the best possible
experience
of myself.
And that's the only power
that I have.
So wouldn't it be nice
if I took it seriously?
If I took it on
as a focus?
If I decided?
It makes a lot of sense.
And I can learn.
I can
co-create
my reality
by taking full charge
for the creation
of my experience
of me.
That's my part.
And no one else is stepping up.
I used to think they were.
I thought everyone had control
over how I felt about me.
And now I know
that's only
my
responsibility,
my honor,
my privilege,
my gift.
That is only
up to me,
which is really reassuring.
No, it's not.
I want it to be.
Reassuring.
What if that's really
where the power is?
Taking responsibility
of how I
perceive
myself,
past,
present,
future.
Wouldn't that be
remarkable?
Because there would be no room
for judgment,
for good or bad.
There would only be skill.
There would only be wisdom.
There would only be opportunity
to practice my way
into doing it
better
and better
and better
by no one else's standard
except mine.
Oh, I don't want that responsibility.
I'd rather blame the past.
I'd rather blame someone else.
I'd rather blame the situation.
I don't want that responsibility.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
I've always wanted
to know
what it is
I'm here to do.
So wouldn't it be lovely
if I did
decide,
if I did
allow,
if I did
actively
engage and choose
in learning
whatever it is I need to learn,
to have
a better,
always better
experience
of me.
Okay, good luck.